Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Election officials in Honduras finalized the results of the presidential election held there on November 24th and declared Juan Orlando Hernandez of the ruling National Party the winner. The Honduran Election Tribunal announced that Mr. Hernandez received a plurality, garnering 36.9% of the vote. The next leading contender, Xiomara Castro of the Libre Party, received 28.8% of the vote. Ms. Castro and her husband, former President Mel Zelaya, have publicly disputed the outcome. Electoral officials and party members reviewed the formal complaints regarding the outcome and found their allegation of widespread electoral improprieties to be unsubstantiated. Most domestic and international observers monitoring the election commended the electoral process and believe the results are reliable. 61% of voters participated in the voting, the highest rate since the 2001 elections. The United States commends the Honduran government for their efforts to ensure the election process was genuinely transparent, peaceful, and reflected the will of the Honduran people. When the new government takes office on January 27th, it will face many challenges, such as promoting fiscal stability and economic growth, combating poverty, and guaranteeing security, justice, and human rights for all Hondurans. The nation's newly elected leaders have committed to addressing these challenges. The United States looks forward to continuing its partnership with the government and people of Honduras as the administration of President-elect Hernandez begins this important work.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.